The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
2-on-1, bounce pass, right side, got it!
Braves basketball is sponsored by Glick's, Murray Motors Chevrolet, APW, Zimmerman Motors, Slavinsky Law Offices, Carpetman, Ad One Advertising Specialties, Sunbury Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, W&L Subaru, Purdy Insurance Agency, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, and Little Addie's Cafe. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Two teams meet tonight here in Selins Grove that have had struggles through the year. Selins Grove had not won since game number one up in Berwick until Saturday night when they upset Central Mountain, a team that Shikellamy had a chance to dump off in overtime 1 week ago. The Braves have had games where they've been competitive this year. They have won four of them, but they have lost two games in the last two appearances where they've had the lead the majority of the game. These are two teams that have seen struggles through the year. Shikellamy dominated the last time these two teams met in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium, but it seems to feel like a different atmosphere tonight here in the Seal Dome. Kevin Herr along with the Chief. Dave Ritchie, welcome to Selins Grove. Chief, it has a different feel, doesn't it?
Well, I think if the Braves could have picked up one of those victories in the last week, I think they would feel more confident, and I think that we as broadcasters would have more confidence in their ability to beat the Seals tonight. But you know that game up at Selins Grove, if I think I wrote down there, it wasn't that far out of hand until the third quarter. All right, if I'm not mistaken.
It was a 29-9 third period advantage that put the Braves on top, 69-37,
According
to the great notes that my partner put together for me.
Well, that was probably the straw that broke the camel's back with Selins Grove that night at the gymnasium. And Lucas Tilford played that night, and Lucas Tilford will not be playing tonight. And we also know that Braden Long has a foot injury that they cannot do anything about. It can't be taped. You just have to be able to, you have to play, and if you can handle the pain. And from talking to Aaron, he said that the longer he's out on the court, the better it feels. And, you know, there just didn't seem to be something right with Braden on Saturday night at Mifflinburg because he did not score, and he did not look to score sometimes. And so those two things are kind of negative factors. And, of course, the other negative factor on the Braves' side is they're playing down here in the Seal Dome, and it's not the most friendly of environments. And I did not know this, but I forgot about it, but the Braves don't have a victory on the road.
It's been at home. You're right. And as we know, Shikellamy really struggles out of the gate here in these games. They have really had trouble in the first period trying to get things going. And when that doesn't happen and you get a team especially as talented as last year's Selins Grove team was to get going right away, it really got them behind quickly, severely, and they never could catch up.
Yeah, it seemed like Selins Grove could not miss.
In the first half.
And another, I don't know what kind of omen, and we're not trying to make things sound so negative, but the Braves JVs basically were handled by the Selins Grove Junior Varsity tonight, 58-39. And that's
a rarity.
Todd Homo was just here. He's going to report the game for the item tomorrow. And he said, is that a JV upset? And I said, yeah, I would say so.
I think so.
I think so also. So congrats to the Selins Grove Junior Varsity as they had a really good game. I do not have the JV score from the last time. All right? I'm not sure what it was. But anyway, they did a nice job handling the Braves' pressure and also outscoring them tonight.
Well, one of the other things that makes tonight a little more in the Selins Grove favor, not only have they finally broken that long losing streak that went back to game one with that win on the road, by the way, at Central Mountain Saturday night, but it's senior night tonight, so you have a lot of really big emotional momentum going into this game if you're Selins Grove. For Shikellamy, they have to really consider this game their playoff game. They have a chance to sweep Selins Grove. I can't tell you the last time that happened. You know, usually they end up playing three, maybe even four times years ago with the Holiday River Tournament. I can't remember a time where Shikellamy swept Selins Grove in basketball in a year. So there's a lot of momentum for Shikellamy. They have to consider this their playoff game. Neither of these teams are going to the playoffs. This would be their playoff game right here.
Sure, and I think the Braves would like to, you know, pick up a couple of wins in these last three games, and this will be the first one for them as they try to you know get maybe back to seven wins. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. But beating Selins Grove twice is a big one.
Well, I think one of the big things for Shikellamy tonight is a big night from Darrell Lyles. He had 12 the last time out. Jacob Hernandez, or excuse me, 24 the last time out. Jacob Hernandez also had 12 in that game, and at that point, that was a career high for him. He has since surpassed that with 15 against Jersey Shore a couple of games later. But those two guys, those two big guys in the middle, coming up with 36 points, that's huge.
Yeah, you hope that you get your three players to score 36 points for you, and what an added bonus when you have two of your big guys score 36. And Jacob Hernandez, if I were going to give the most improved player on this team as a freshman, really has come a long way. And he had the physical tools, and he had those skills that he could play very well in the varsity right from the beginning. But, you know, all of a sudden that mindset set in with him, and he ended up, playing like a veteran in the last 12 games of the season.
You know, you still see him make mistakes without the ball, but again, you forget because of how well he's played lately. He is a freshman. He's still making some freshman mistakes and learning where to go without the ball, and I think that's going to be a big key for him is figuring that out over the next couple of years. And again, you mentioned Brayden Long. I mean, here's another guy that is a young guy
sophomore.
As well, just a sophomore. And, you know, these are going to be two big cogs in the Shikellamy machine coming up next year.
Well, they certainly have a lot of underclassmen on this team. And really, Darrell Lyles is the only senior on the team that has been, you know, basically leading them in scoring. And, you know, it was going to be Darrell Lyles and Lucas Tilford this year, but, of course, that injury to Lucas has really changed that aspect of it. And, you know, you have to really, really appreciate Darrell Lyles. I mean, people come to Shikellamy and they know he's going to be in the middle and he's going to be the one that you got to stop. And yet, week in and week out, game in and game out, he delivers, and that's just his style. He's not only a big physical player; he can get off the ground. He's tough in there, but he also has a little bit of finesse around the basket. And the other thing is, he's a big man that runs. And I think I think he's the best big man in the Heartland Conference. I really do.
I don't disagree with you. And, you know, when he gets it going and has a little bit of confidence in himself and really starts to feel it, you know, and we saw that last time these two teams met, a thunderous jam that he ended up coming up with. And you know what? To be honest with you, I think I maybe only seen three or four of those in his career. He's not one that looks for that jam away.
But that was the only one we saw, Kevin.
No, this year. I mean, in his career.
He didn't have any.
Really?
No.
I was thinking he had one or two. But,
no.
That proves my point even more. He's not looking for that kind of a play. But when he does, it's there. And we saw him kind of go up a couple of times here later this season as he gets more confident in the matchups, where we thought he might go up for it and then just kind of backed off a little bit and took the layup.
Well, if you remember, that dunk that Darrell had was one where he was underneath the basket and jumped up and dunked.
Yeah.
It wasn't one where he was coming down.
There was no momentum.
And got the glide in there. It was pure vertical leap to get him up there. And Kevin, he plays with a great demeanor, all right? He never looks like, you know, well, why didn't you call that foul? Or why did you call foul on me? He just goes with the flow. And I'm not saying he hasn't gotten upset once in a while, but overall, over the 18 games that we've done so far, he really, really has kept his cool in some tough situations. And he gets beat around in there. I mean, we sit and watch, and, you know, there'll be guys on the inside and outside and pushing and shoving. And you know, again, because he is so big, people don't see that. And he's just, I just think that that he's had an outstanding senior year. I really have. Really do.
Well, that, and he's got great hair, and I've told him many times I'm kind of jealous of that.
Well, you know, if you let your hair grow out.
He told me I could pull that off. He said he could make that
with
happen.
The blonde?
Yeah.
You're going to have, your hair's a little brown.
Well,
you're going to have to dye the bottoms and,
yeah,
and dye the top.
There's going to be a lot of dyeing going on
and
there.
And then it starts to grow out, and you're going to have brown on the bottom, black, and then blonde.
No,
dreadlocks.
It's going to be straight gray underneath. There's no question about that. It's straight gray underneath at this point.
You'd look good with blonde dreadlocks. You would, Kevin.
It's what he tells me. I mean, I believe it. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball. Shikellamy Sealands Grove coming up. We'll hand to the locker room to Coach Bill Ziegler and get his thoughts on tonight's matchup next on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com, the Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Welcome back to Sealands Grove. Kevin Hill, Coach Bill Ziegler, the Shikellamy Braves, matching up with Sealands Grove tonight. One big change in the lineup from last time, Lucas Tilford not available. What does that change in the dynamic in this game compared to the last time you met Sealands Grove?
Well, Lucas absolutely gave us a spark, you know, just him being on the court and his leadership and just his ability to, you know, get in between two players, you know, gave us a big boost. Now it's, you know, as Mike Tomlin says, next man up, and it's time for our guards here to show that, you know, even without Lucas, that they can still get the job done.
Well, and the guards have an important job because right now you want to try and get that ball inside a little bit, so they've got to be able to move the ball outside and find the open man off of the screen.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're going to mix it up between man and zone, and they're going to, you know, when we play zone or when they play zone, they're going to try to really take away our inside game. So we're going to have to be patient and not give up on it, because it takes us a while to get the ball inside. But we got to get some post touches, and I think the more post touches we get, it'll open up our outside shots.
How much of importance do you have on attacking the basket here tonight? tonight?
Well, I think anytime Shikellamy plays Selins Grove, you know both teams will be very competitive and very battling each other to the end. And I think the team that can play defense without fouling, you know, has a better chance, because I think, you know, both teams, anyone drives to the basket, it's going to be shouldn't be an easy layup. It should be, you know, very aggressive, and I think anytime we can drive to the basket, we can get to the foul line.
You talk about playing without fouling. Is that keeping things under control? Is there a way you're going to tell this team, this is what we have to do to keep without fouling?
Well, we want to be aggressive. You know, and there's going to be a little hostile environment tonight, so we got to come out and we got to be aggressive, but we just have to be smart. You know, when things don't go our way, we can't just, start reaching and forgetting, you know, our skills that we learn at practice. You know, we just got to be smart and get through it, and, remember that in a hot situation, it's best to keep a cool head.
Coach, appreciate your time. We'll check in with you later.
Thank you.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf.
If the last time you had a fun event with your friends and family was Uncle Bob tells you about his vacation for the third time in a row, then you miss the great times that are found at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Everyone from moms and dads right down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more. Catering is available too for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new vehicles during our President's Day event.
We have a great selection of 2019 Jeep Wranglers in stock with up to $2,000 off. Now that's a huge discount, plus every new vehicle will be discounted for this event.
Check out our website that lets you value your trade, structure your deal, and see payments.
Huge President's Day event savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com, or better yet, stop in today.
Selins Grove High School, the site of tonight's matchup between the Shikellamy Braves and the homestanding Selins Grove Seals. Let's give you a look at the starting lineups tonight. First, for the Shikellamy Braves, at guard, a 5'10 junior, Dylan Stevens. Stevens averaging 3 points a game and 82% free throw shooter. He leads the team in that category. Reign Long will be the 6-foot sophomore guard. Long averaging 8 points a game, a 49% free throw shooter. Second on the team in steals with 15 and points off turnovers with 8. Nate Luciano will be the third guard. The 5'10 sophomore averages 4 points a game, is a 44% free throw shooter on the year. Jacob Hernandez will be the 6'2 forward. The freshman is averaging 6 points a game, a 72% free throw shooter. He is third on the team in rebounds with 59. And the team leader in every category except charges right now is Darrell Lyles, a 6'4 senior. Lyles averaging 17 points a game, a 45% free throw shooter, only real category he doesn't lead in. Has 222 rebounds unofficially for the year, 18 steals, 64 assists, 20 points off turnovers, and a whopping 35 blocks. That puts him at 624 career rebounds and about 874 in career points for Darrell Lyles. Once again, that's Stevens, Long, Luciano, Lyles, and Hernandez. Braves shooting 39% from the floor, 31% from the three-point area, and 55% looking at the free throw line. Braves come in averaging 54 points a game, giving up 63. They are 4-15 overall, 2-9 in conference play. One of those wins coming against these Selins Grove Seals. Senior night for the Seals will put Colton Alsad in the starting lineup, a 5'8 senior guard averaging 14 points a game. He is 72% free throw shooter, led the team in the last game, the last time these two teams met, with 13. Also getting the start tonight, Parker George, the 6'1 senior forward, 4 points a game, a 50% free throw shooter. Sam Haddon getting the start tonight at center, the 6'6 senior, averaging a point a game and 50% from the free throw line. Thor Britton is the other forward, a 6'4 senior, averaging 8 points a game for the 79% free throw shooter. And Aiden Geis will also be at forward for the 6'6 senior, a big lineup in this senior-laden lineup, averaging 2 points a game, a 26% free throw shooter. Selins Grove coming into tonight's matchup, 2-16 overall, finally getting their second win of the season Sunday night on the road at Central Mountain. They are 1-9 in league play. That Central Mountain win was their first win in league play. When we return, we'll have the opening tip between Chicoutimi and Selins Grove on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Hey, Chicoutimi sports fans. Our team knows how important it is to warm up before each basketball game and wrestling match. Well, Little Addie's Cafe Market Street Sunbury can help you warm up, too. Little Addie's features mochas, espresso, lattes, and innovative seasonal drinks. Homemade breakfast and lunches every Tuesday through Sunday so you can kick back any day or weekend with their homemade soups, sandwiches, and weekly specials. Visit Little Addie's Cafe on Facebook or Market Street Sunbury. Upgrade your day.
The appliance pros at Peter's Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peter's Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Starting lineups being introduced as we did moments ago. We'll run down once again. For Chicoutimi, it'll be Stevens, Long, Luciano, Lyles, and Hernandez. For the Seals, it'll be Elsand, George, Haddon, Britton, and Geis. Braves will be in their navy blue uniforms, white stripe down the side, white trim, and maroon numerals. They'll have maroon trim and white lettering across the front. The Seals will be in their home white uniforms with royal blue trim and red or crimson lettering and numerals, with the same style arrow stripe down the pants, or I should say down the shorts. Chief, your final thoughts before we get things started here tonight. What does Chicoutimi need to do to get the W tonight?
Well, I think you said it all when you made the comment that they can't let Selins Grove get out to a quick start and fall behind by a double-digit amount. And that's something that they've had difficulty with down here. They're also going to have to be physical because You know, the Seals will play very physical. But I think the most important aspect of this game is the guards are going to have to score some points. And that has not happened. It just doesn't seem to work out for the Braves that they get a guard in double figures or a couple of guards, you know, with 8-9 points. Jarrell's going to get his points. Hernandez is going to get his points. And we're hoping that, you know, Braden Long, Dylan Stevens, Carson Baughman, and Nate Minear when he's in there, and Nate Luciano, we're hoping that they can score. I forgot, but Nate Luciano did have 15 up in Mifflinburg the other night, and that was 5 threes.
He did indeed.
Yes, and that helped because it wasn't until that technical foul with 2 minutes to go that the Braves sealed their defeat, as I can say.
And I believe that 15, actually, you said, yeah, that...
He had 15 against Mifflinburg.
Right. That 15 was a career high, or tied a career high, I believe, at that point. Lyles and Haddon at the center circle. They'll tip it, and Long will make the save underneath the Sealands Grove basket and come out into the cafeteria to save that one. Braves get the ball. Braves will be attacking the basket to the right of the scorer's table as we're at the end line underneath the Sealands Grove basket. Near wing, a far wing rather, Stevens three, no good. Loose ball, Haddon picks it up on the near corner.
Big lineup is right, Kevin, and they were playing a 2-3 zone. So the Braves are going to do a little trapping out front.
But you're talking big lineup, 6-6, 6-6, 6-4. And a foul out front on Stevens will be his first foul, team's first. 7:28 to go. Sealands Grove with the basketball for the first time tonight. And here comes the inbound. Long time on the inbound. They'll get it out front with Britton, and Britton will go over, or will travel. Actually, almost went over and back to save it from going over and back. He travels. A good Shikellamy and Sealands Grove student section. Shikellamy almost a full student section tonight here for this road game. Far wing, Stevens with the basketball. Luciano top of the key against this 2-3 zone. Now to Lyles, who's outside. He'll work his way in. Now finds Long. Luciano swinging over to the far wing now to Stevens. Takes a stop inside. Pops, misses it. Lyles on the backside rebound. Long tries to get it inside. Loose ball out of bounds, tipped off of Sealands Grove. Braves basketball.
Braves seem a little bit timid to get the ball inside. I would not be afraid to get Durrell posted up inside of Hernandez and see what they can do against those three big guys.
It's a college-style size lineup. Long at the foul line. Jumper puts the Braves on the board with a minute 10 gone by in the first period.
Oh, that's a great shot. Brandon well off his feet. That really what I would call a legitimate jump shot. Good for him to get started here early tonight after not having any points against Mifflinburg.
In the near corner now with the basketball. George will send it inside now for Britton. Britton shot no good. Tipped around. Alsayan picks it up. Goes to the foul line. Drives in. Shot waved off for the foul. This one might be on Hernandez, and it is. That'll be his first, team's second. Actually, I'm going to correct that. It is not. It is actually,
there is
put
no five.
It's got to be on, yeah, it's got to be 52.
Yeah.
Either 50 or 52, because Lyles, of course, wearing 50 tonight. I don't think Lyles was in the vicinity.
No, he had actually gotten a rebound and then lost it and went out to try to gather it.
The board had five, but I think it was Hernandez. Elsayed on the catch and shoot from the three-point line. No good. Stevens with a rebound. Long three from the far corner. Luciano now coming up. Brings it up. He'll drive right to the foul line. Put one up. Missed the shot. Hernandez with a rebound underneath. Stripped out of his hands. Sealands Grove has it and picked up by Britton on the loose ball.
It's a shame. He did a nice job on the offensive board, but brought the ball down and had it taken away from him.
I think it was Elsayed that actually stole it. Haddon now between the circles with 6 minutes to go in the first period. 2-0 Shikellamy. Far wing three now for Britton. That one no good. Tipped into the hands of Geis. Geis will drive in, takes the shot. That one might have been redirected and goes out of bounds off of a seal last.
Now, Kevin, you have three guys that are 6'5", and you're not trying to work the ball inside. So far we have seen three-point shots taken. We did have a drive off of the transition, but they've not tried to pound the ball inside.
Geis now comes out, the final of the six seniors. Swineford now in the game. Luciano drives in from the near wing, far wing, in for a long two, about as long as it could be without being a three, and Stevens makes it.
That was one of those slow-motion balls, too. It got in the rim, and it banged around a little bit.
That one thrown out of bounds. It will be Shikellamy basketball. I don't know if that might have gotten tipped out of bounds by a seal because that got redirected into the cafeteria.
The pass, I don't know who was right in front of us from Sealens Grove, but it was off of them. It was a high pass, Kevin, one of those that a lot of times are very difficult to handle, especially if you're moving towards the basket.
5:10 remaining first period, 4-0. They get it inside the Lyles. Turnaround jumper, back iron, no. Tipped around and controlled by George.
And Hernandez in there again, working three guys against him that time.
Elsaid drives the lane, harassed by Lyles. There's the putback on the missed shot by Swineford, no good. And Stevens comes up with it. Shikellamy with a basketball. Left side, Lyles. Lyles now goes to the far wing. Stevens, three, missed everything. Long made the save from going out of bounds. It goes into the hands of Britton. Britton will drive in, work around Luciano, off the window and in. Nice move and a nice switch of the hands by Britton on that drive.
Well, they had numbers, Kevin, and he went right to the basket on that particular play.
4-2 with 4:25 to go first period. Shikellamy leading it.
Thor Britton had 4 points in the game down at the Fieldhouse earlier in the year. Remember, he did not start the game.
That is correct. He started tonight. He didn't start the game last time. Lyles at the baseline. Now to Luciano for a wing three. That one on the backside with a rebound. Hernandez.
Oh,
they're
going to
say the shot is no good because he's on the foul was on the floor. That will be team foul number one against Sealens Grove. And now four will come in. Geis will come back in. And now the Braves will make some changes too as Meneer comes in along with Davis Marshall.
Well, Ben Swineford that was on that foul. What a nice pass.
Yeah, nobody saw Lyles there, and Lyles just screamed out Geis completely, lays it up and in. That was way too easy for the big man.
Well, they talk about sealing people off, and that's something that Hernandez and Durrell do very well. To get the easy basket that time.
Pass tip, Luciano brings it back. He's got a bounce pass to Meneer. Meneer now will go to Lyles. Lyles puts it on the floor, finds Long, sets up for a wing three. Near wing side, does not go. Rebound by four.
You know, Durrell turns around, and he has an easy three-footer there, Kevin. I think he gave up that a little too soon.
Foul line jumper, no good by Swineford. Rebound by Luciano. Braves up four.
Out-rebounding Sealens Grove.
It's been
one and done for the Seals.
Braves were looking for 30 rebounds in this game, and they're definitely on their way. Long on the near wing. Far wing Luciano. Now to the baseline to Lyles. Lyles bounces across, finds Long coming in. Long with a finger roll, puts it up and in.
Kevin, you talk about the pass that Durrell just made. It's something big guys a lot of times don't do, but Braden's got to say, thank you, Mr. Lyles, all right? Nice pass in the paint for him.
Over to the near side is our far side, Elsaid on the wing. He'll get it back now, take a deep three. Oh, my! Fired that one off from somewhere well out toward 522 and almost on the way to Beaver Springs. 8-5 with 2:38 to go first period on the big three. Luciano on the near wing. Now finds Meneer. Meneer guarded there by four. Those two have been playing basketball together since they were about five. Sometimes in the same gym when Coach Four was at Shikellamy along with Macy Meneer coaching. And there's a foul as Lyles gets two shots driving underneath. Foul's going to be charged, I believe, to George. Yes.
Parker George will pick it up. Now Durrell got the pass in the paint. One dribble, went in, and got sandwiched that time, Kevin.
Of course, the late Macy Meneer, assistant coach under Tim Four when he was at Shikellamy, and those two guys played a lot of pickup games in the gym at practices, Nate and Brent, and after games as well. We saw him shooting baskets a lot. Lyles misses both of those free throws, rolls out of bounds. It'll be Sealens Grove basketball trailing by three with 2:20 remaining in the first.
Not the best foul shooting tonight. That's 0-2. Only two we take. And I thought Sealens Grove shot, but they did not.
Braves shot really well, fairly well, I should say, 59% last time. Elsaid with a long three from the far corner, no good. Out of bounds, off of Luciano. Could not save it in front of the Shikellamy student section. Ballman now coming in for Luciano. Also checking in the game will be Mercado. Well, he'll check in, for Long.
For Braden Long. You might see Braden get more rest time than he did in other games because of that foot injury.
Swineford on the inbounds. Finds four top of the key with 2:05 remaining first period. Elsand back to four between the circles, drifting to the near side, throws it away. He was trying to draw the foul, then throw it to Heim. Heim couldn't get to it. It'll be Shikellamy basketball.
Attacking three people at a time, that's what Brett was doing. And even his father would probably say, you know, there's three guys there, okay?
Those numbers don't work for you.
He was trying to dribble, penetrate, kick the ball out to the side. He just got kind of messed up there and threw a bad pass.
Meneer, near wing three, no good. Backside rebound by Mercado. He'll give it off now to Ballman. Checking in for Selinsgrove, DeJesus. He had 9 off the bench last time out for these two teams. Drive inside, picked off by Swineford on the pass, I should say, inside.
Not a good choice that time, Nate. He was covered both inside and outside.
Elsa had open three, far wing, no good. Tip in by Swineford, good. 1-point lead, 8-7 with a minute 20 to go in the first.
Good job by Swineford. I mean, he did it on a great jump and did everything in one motion. Caught everybody off guard.
Ballman with a basketball and a 1-point lead. They'll quickly pass it around the front, trying to find somebody open. Mercado takes the three near side, missed everything. Rebound on the backside by Heim, and a foul coming on Nate Meneer with 1 minute remaining in the first period and Long ready to come back in the game.
The Braves' three-point shots, many of them haven't even been close.
No.
I know that Dylan, the one that he took from the outside, Stevens, was short, and this one was way to the left by Ulysses Mercado.
Braves were a 33% free throw shooting team about a week ago. That's how poorly they've been shooting threes in the last two games. They'll get it underneath with a turnaround jumper. DeJesus misses that one. Tipped out. Long will get it. Long quickly pushing it up. He's going to try and outrace everybody, and he draws the foul on Brett Ford. That will not be a shooting foul. It'll be on the floor. Team foul number 3 for Selinsgrove. Still a 8-7 lead for Shikellamy and 42.8 to go in the first.
Well, Braden had a 1-on-3, but he was beating those three down the court. So I think when Brett made that foul, it was probably a good foul because Braden was going to get a layup. Well, he was going to get a shot at a layup because the other two guys were breathing down his neck too, Kevin.
Geis in for DeJesus as the Braves inbound but can't get it to Carson Ballman. Stealing it is Elsayan. He'll lay it up and in, and Selinsgrove with their first lead of the night with 30 ticks to go.
Why you make that lollipop pass, I don't know. That just wasn't a good decision. It just gives the defense a lot of chances to get to it, and Selinsgrove did.
Shikellamy had Hernandez open underneath. They didn't see him, and when they finally did, it was off his hands out of bounds. 18.8 to go.
Did you ever try to catch a pass that's going 100 miles an hour when you're 1 foot away?
Listen, I couldn't catch it when it was going mile an hour. 100 makes it impossible.
That was the situation there with Jacob. They were just too close together.
Just checking into the game is Reich. He has the ball now with 9, and that pass or shot was tipped. And Davis lost track of how much time. He was listening to the student section, and it was only 4 seconds left when he tried the three-quarter court pass.
That was his own student section, too.
Yeah.
They were counting down for Selinsgrove.
For Selinsgrove, right. Swineford with the inbound. And now he'll go to 4. 4 will put it up off the window. No good. Selinsgrove trailed for about 7 minutes and 30 seconds. They lead in the last 30 seconds to end the period 9-8 over Shikellamy. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
minutes, second period, just about ready to get underway. 30 seconds is all Sealands Grove has had the lead, but it was the final 30 seconds of the first period. Last time these two teams met, it was a much higher scoring game than 9-8, Chief.
21-12 it was. The Braves put 21 points up in the first quarter to 12 for Sealands Grove. So, in one way, the Braves' offense is down. Sealands Grove's, they're both down, but we got a change in who's ahead after the end of the first quarter.
Sealands Grove with the basketball, and right now it'll be four. Four will swing it around. He will end up getting a little help from Britton. And they'll go back to the top of the key and throw it right into the hands of Davis Marshall.
A lot of turnovers by the Seals on their offensive sets. And when you don't get a shot, that's really a bad situation.
Long pass to the near to the far side. Now to the top of the key to Long. Back to Mercado. Mercado, Long, Marshall, Bauman, and underneath Hernandez. And Bauman will go up. He got stuffed. Stuffed, I think, by DeJesus. Here comes Elsahead back the other way, and down hard is Long. And he'll get charged with the foul, and he is hurt.
He went up to block the shot, and his feet got kicked out from underneath him as Elsahead went in for the layup, and he came down right on his face, Kevin.
Everything hurt on that one.
Yeah, he's shaken up pretty good.
He's in some serious pain. 7:17 to go here in the second quarter. 9-8 is where we stand after the foul coming on Braden Long, his first, team's fourth. Bill Ziegler out. Coach Gio's out there as well. Long now rolling over to his back. And fortunately sitting up. I'm not sure if it was a shoulder or elbow that got the brunt of that.
We heard.
You could hear it,
You could hear either the knee or elbow on the hardwood floor.
Yeah, there was definitely something that has some sort of a bone to it.
And then, of course, what happens after that is the head, all right? And the one good, I should say the one good thing was the fact that he was on his stomach. He was on his back, but he's walking off.
Yeah, he gets up under his own power, walks off under his own power. I'll tell you what, he's like got so many ailments right now.
I don't like the way he's holding that right arm.
That is a little bit of a concern. You're right about that. But he's moving the wrist. That's the good thing. You can see him turning the wrist all around.
We're not doctors. Well, Colton Elsiad's going to go to the line. Colton's the designated fast breaker for Sealands Grove. As soon as the shot goes up, he's at the half court, and he's gonna get a lot of those opportunities.
72% free throw shooter. He'll set up and fire up the first one short. Remains 9-8 with 7:17 to go here in the period. By the way, checking in for the Braves. Four long was Luciano. Stevens. Second one is good.
Well, Darrell Lyle came in too for Davis Marshall.
And into the corner, far side, it goes to Mercado. Far wing now, Stevens.
They are missing.
They're missing the guy underneath.
Yeah, they're missing the Hernandez who's running the baseline. Yep. Now, I realize that there are people between the outside offense and the inside, but he's so open, Kevin, that I think we could get it to him.
Well, Braves threw that one away out front, and it becomes Sealands Grove basketball. DeJesus with a wing three, no good. Lyles with the rebound, trailing it by two, goes left side to Luciano, who almost traveled with it. And again, calling for the ball underneath is Lyles.
Right there's Hernandez open. There.
And that pass knocked out of bounds by DeJesus.
They're open because Sealands Grove zone is not following the person that is running the baseline.
Luciano with the basketball now to Stevens. Back to Luciano. Far side on the three-point line is where they're at. Near side three-point line. Now underneath Hernandez. Hernandez draws a double team. And they go back outside. Luciano drives in from the foul line. Jumper or runner is good.
And he
had a 10.
He had to do that to get it over Sam Haddon, all right? Maybe Sam Adams, too, all right?
Maybe. There was a lot of hype down there. DeJesus hits a three from the far wing and makes it 13-10 Sealands Grove as they regain the lead with 6:05 to go in the half.
Ivan DeJesus played the entire JV game, Kevin.
And the Braves turned that one over on the baseline as Hernandez couldn't get that one around his ankles.
He came off the bench down at Chickalimmie and scored 9 points too, Kevin. And let me see if any of them were three-point shots, and yes, one of them was. He had a 7-point second quarter at Chickalimmie.
George in the game for the Seals, who lead by three right now with the basketball after the turnover. Now at the foul line, Elsad drives and he lost his footing. He wanted a foul call, but it looked like, we had a good view of it like the official did, he just plain lost his footing when nobody touched him.
Ulysses Mercado lost him. You know, I mean, Ulysses came on, was right
gone.
Behind
yeah,
him. He wasn't even close to him, so there's no way he could have tripped him.
No, he just lost his footing. He may have thought he tripped, I'll give him that.
Tripped.
Yeah, but he was tripped. He got tripped over the hardwood.
Now there was a foul.
That was definitely a foul. Elsayed commits the foul. It'll be team foul number four.
Christmas season is over, isn't it? Because Luciano and Elsad are exchanging addresses out there, Kevin.
Driving in is Lyles, and Lyles will lose the ball out of bounds.
That's a foul.
He does get fouled. Yes.
He got hammered coming down the left side, you know, as he did so.
I was waiting for the official word, and that was the official word. And Elsad was between the official and the scorer's table, and the official's going, move to the left. He's going, what? Move to the left? You what? Forget it.
Oh, Parker George picks up his second foul.
Shot on the way is good for Lyles. So Lyles one of three as Meneer comes in now for Stevens. Elsad was laughing with the official afterwards. He's like, oh, that's what you meant.
Well, Durrell was 2 for 5, shot 40% last time down at the stadium or down at the field house when Chickalimmie played, and now he's 2 for 4. Kevin,
he used all the rim on that one to make it a 1-point game with 5:30 to go in the half. Four brings it up, goes to the near wing to Elsayan. He's guarded there by Mercado. Gets a screen, comes to the far wing. Four with a three, and that one's no good. Rebound, Lyles. Lyles with the basketball now. He's going to get by Heim and go right to Luciano. Luciano drives in, finds Meneer for a long two from the corner. In and out, no good. Lyles has it tipped out of his hands, and it goes right into the hands of Heim. Now to four once again. Four at the foul line, and he will call a carry.
Yeah.
That is a rare call this year, at least in the games that we've seen.
Very much so, Kevin. And you remember last year, I think we had to wait till the playoffs.
That was 2 years ago.
2 years, the first time the Braves were in the playoffs, and they called it like three times.
Four times. First half of that Lewisburg playoff game.
On the same person, by the same official.
By the same official, same person. That's right. Feed inside now to Hernandez. Hernandez hard to the bucket, no good. Lyles with a great rebound in the cylinder and back out. Hernandez says, I'll take it for the third time and gives Chickalimmie a 1-point
lead.
What
a great job by the two big guys. They kept playing a little volleyball underneath there, Kevin, but they got the 2 points. Hernandez picks up his first two.
Foul line jumper for four is good. He regains the lead for Selinsgrove now. 15-14, 4:25 to go in the second.
Nice shot off the dribble by Brett Four, Kevin.
Mercado, three from the wing, drained it! Near wing three for Ulysses Mercado, and the Braves have a 2-point lead with 4:10 to go in the half. Elsayan now to the foul line, drives in, switches hands, can't get it to roll, no hometown roll there.
Oh,
wow, what a move by Luciano to get around Heim. He did a duck under.
Oh,
and
nice
there's
pass.
The feed to Hernandez, up and in, and we're close to a Selinsgrove timeout, I'm sure. After a couple of big plays by the Braves to give him a 19-15 lead.
That is great basketball at both ends by Luciano. What a nice pass at the end. All right, to Hernandez. Hernandez gets the layup.
Three-pointer, no good. Luciano outfights Hernandez, or make that outfights Elsayan for it. They feed Lyles for a one-hand slam.
Oh, my gosh, Kevin. Worth the price of admission.
There was some thunder there.
Darryl Dawkins from the Philadelphia 76ers, Kevin. That's all I can think about.
Woo!
Thunder in the Seal Dome.
21-15 on the dunk on the one-hand slam by Darrell Lyles with 3:21 to go. That got the student section and the chief.
I'm sorry with the woe, Kevin, but you
was it. I was behind. I was trying to catch up. I saw it coming. That's the worst part. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Chickalimmie Braves basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Chief's still trying to recover from that monster slam.
I don't know about you, Kevin, but down here and watching that transpire, and there was somebody out. I don't know who was out in front of. I think Hernandez was out in front of Durrell, and I thought, there's no way Hernandez is going to get this pass.
That was a freight train coming through.
Yeah, and there was no doubt about that one. I mean,
well, underneath the basket, underneath the Sealands Grove basket, Luciano does a great job of stealing out of Elsayed's hands, and that's what I was trying to comment on. I couldn't get the word Elsayed out, and I could see Durrell coming up for the jam, and there it was. And there's the feed underneath to Thor Britton. Britton makes a move. Blocked by Lyles. He's got the ball again. Goes to the foul line. Passes underneath Luciano. Short.
They should have followed. The big guys did not follow him in. All right, pick up the offensive board and score off of that.
Three-pointer from the far wing is no good by George. Now Mercado's got it. He's got a straight line to the basket. Lays it up and in. 23-15, 2:45 to go in the half. Shikalimi up.
The Braves putting a clinic on transition here, Kevin.
And that one tipped out of bounds in front of the Shikalimi student section will remain Sealands Grove basketball.
The energy that Nate Luciano brought in the last 3 minutes was just totally the spurt that the Braves needed. And he's going to sit down now and get a little bit of a rest, Kevin, because he at both ends, his hustle, all right, put the Braves ahead here by 8.
Ballman in for Shikalimi, Reich in for Sealands Grove for 4. At the foul line, the jumper, back iron, no good for Britton. Lyles has it. Lyles this time with a 3-on-3. No look pass to Mercado. They swing it around now. Three-pointer on the way. Ballman, good! Got another one! 26-15, timeout, Sealands Grove again.
I'm going to tell you, Kevin, that Darrell Lyles was underneath the basket, and he's coaxing Ballman, take the three. I'm in position if you miss it. But Carson didn't miss, all right? What a great shot.
2:20 remaining in the half, 26-15 in favor of Shikalimi. They are on a little bit of a run after the dunk by Lyles, looking at an 11-point lead, their largest of the night.
Well, if you look at this second quarter, if I can do some quick math here, 4, 6,
you,
if 9,
there's
12,
anybody that can do quick math, it's you.
It's 18-6 here in the second quarter,
wow.
Kevin. Braves really playing great at both ends. But, you know, Sealands Grove has been taking some long shots, and they've been taking – they haven't been working any offensive sets. And then when the Braves get the ball, it's like they get caught in their own half court, and the Braves are finishing at the other end.
This is a 13-2 run for the Braves, and 2 timeouts for the Seals during this run.
That was a full timeout that time.
It was indeed. 2:20 remaining in the half.
Durrell made a great pass to Luciano for a left-handed layup, and I thought he's going to return the favor after Luciano gave him the pass for the dunk. But Nate missed that one. You can't say enough right now about the rebounds the Braves have gotten either. They've been pulling them in from both sides, offense and defensive boards.
Reich with the basketball goes around the far side, and a touch foul called against Shikalimi. And that one will be against Ballman. It'll be his first, team's 5th. Both teams now with 5 team fouls apiece as George inbounds and right about in front of the Shikalimi coaches. And believe me, they are right on top of the court here at Sealands
Grove. Yeah, this is a tough place. This is a tough place to play.
And now a great job on the double team there for Long, and a foul as Long came up with Ballman and just trapped Reich into no man's land.
I don't know who they called the foul.
I don't
on.
Know. It's against
number 5. That's going to be
right.
No, there is no 5.
Yeah, it's against Ryan Reich.
Ryan Reich. Okay, is that his second?
That is his first.
Okay, there was a 5 before though.
Well, that was for Shikalimi, and I think that was the one on Hernandez. But and I think we were thinking the only 5 on the court is a Sealands Grove player, and that couldn't have been right.
Well, we thought Parker George, they didn't put 15 up.
That's probably true as well. And that pass inside to Mercado is picked off by Parker George. George now feeds off to DeJesus. DeJesus has to make a change of pace as Marshall came back in and right in time, and a foul coming. And this one will be against Marshall. Team foul number 6 for Shikalimi will send DeJesus to the line.
And he was 1 for 1 from the foul. 0 for 1 from the foul line down at Shikalimi. He picks up that first one.
60% free throw shooter on the year as Marshall comes out and Hernandez comes in. Second time for DeJesus is good as well. 26-17, lead down to 9 and with a minute 38 to go in the half.
He has 5 points, Kevin, here in the second quarter.
We mentioned he had 9 off
seven.
The bench last time.
But 7 in that second quarter.
That's true. Long now with the basketball in the near wing. Long jumper is good from the baseline. Boy, that was a good 12-footer at least.
Well, Braden with his 6th point, Kevin, looks like the Braden that we're used to seeing playing out there.
Yeah, he wrapped up the left wrist, and he's back in the game. And there's a steal by Mercado, but he couldn't quite hang on to it.
I get a chance.
And the Chiefs got to get the loose ball. There you go.
I might have been on television, Kevin.
You think you might have been, yes.
The face for radio gets on television.
28-17 with a minute 11 to go in the half. Sealands Grove with the basketball. Pass inside, picked off by Hernandez. Here comes Lyles back. Lyles with a one-on-one now goes to Mercado off the left side, who lays it up and in.
7 points for Ulysses here in the second quarter, Kevin. Nice pass by Durrell. Another assist for the big guy.
4 with the basketball. Gives it off near wing to Heim. Heim sends it inside, and getting fouled is Swineford, who will go to the line with 50.5 to go, and Shikalimi up 30-17.
Well, there were no big guys in the paint, nope. And number 0, Ben Swineford, was all alone. And what Ulysses Mercado did was he just came in and shoved him, all right, because he wanted to make it from the foul line.
He's going to earn it, that's for sure. That one is, hits all the rim and then hangs there for a second and drops in. The 54% free throw shooter makes the first and with a smile on his face.
They're the kind that you like.
They're entertaining.
Yeah, they are entertaining.
Second one by the right-hander is high out of the rafters. That one does
the
same thing.
Must be his style.
Must be.
4 points for Ben right now, Kevin.
30-19. Shikalimi with a basketball. Lyles has it. He'll hand it off to Mercado. Mercado back to Lyles. Underneath to Hernandez. Lost it out of bounds. Harassed well by a good defense by Swineford.
Again, Jacob's got to get ready for that. You know, a lot of times when you play with two big guys, the big guys don't think they're going to throw the ball back and forth. Well, if you're open, Durrell's going to find you. And Jacob had his men sealed, all right? Just mishandled the pass.
Swineford with the basketball. They'll go to the near wing to 4 as they attack the basket to the left of the scorer's table, right in front of our broadcast location. Elsad, far corner, 3, overshot the basket. Here comes Hernandez back, finds Lyles. Lyles to Mercado. Mercado lays it up and in.
That's beautiful, all right? Big guy to big guy to guard. Guard gets the layup on the transition, Kevin.
32-19 as Heim loses a handle on the basketball, gets it back, finds El Sayed, lost it out of bounds. Shikalimi basketball with 3.8 remaining in the half. And a big second period again for the Shikalimi Braves.
They're basically on all their cylinders, Kevin.
And a couple of more.
I don't care if they're driving a 4th cylinder, a 6, or an 8. They're all working.
Mercado was wide open. Now to Lyles. 3-pointer is in and out. No good. Wow, he had a really good look. Mercado got the ball in the corner, then come out to almost the top where Lyles was trailing. Lyles set up, could not get the 3-pointer to go, and just hits off the right side of the rim. First half of play in the books. Shikalimi leads 32-19 over Sealands Grove on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new vehicles during our President's Day event.
We have a great selection of 2019 Jeep Wranglers in stock with up to $2,000 off. Now that's a huge discount, plus every new vehicle will be discounted for this event.
Check out our website that lets you value your trade, structure your deal, and see payments.
Huge President's Day event savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com, or better yet, stop in today.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross, and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
The coolest place to warm up this winter, Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Little Addie's is a trendy, relaxing coffee shop. Innovative seasonal drink flavors, plus mochas, lattes, fresh ground coffee, all handcrafted and made to order. Little Addie's has a full breakfast and lunch menu, too, to help upgrade your day. Check out the weekly specials, including Addie's homemade soups to warm you up. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Find them on Facebook or stop by to be greeted with a smile. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Open Tuesday through Sunday.
Welcome back to the Seal Dome. Kevin here along with the Chief Dave Ritchie as the Braves have jumped out to a 32-19 lead. And, you know, the catalyst of that was the Darrell Lyles Thunder Jam.
Well, that certainly was, again, one of the highlights of the game. And, you know, Darrell and Ivan, or Ivan, Darrell and Jacob Hernandez have 10 points. Now, you would think that I would not be happy with that, but remember I talked about guard points?
Right.
19 of the points are from the guards. Huh? All right. So, and the three that are missing there, it's kind of like in limbo, all right, between the two. So the Braves just doing a fantastic job of spreading the wealth around as far as points. And, yeah, that's one we're going to talk about for a while, Kevin. And the people that are doing the TV tonight, SECV, they probably got a good look at it. So we're
actually our own Matt Catrillo is calling the game tonight on SECVA.
So we'll have to make sure we watch the replay of it, which will probably be tomorrow.
Oh yeah, they'll run that a couple of times. Sure.
But anyway, it was a 24-10 second quarter that the Braves pulled off here to get out to this 13-point lead.
And here's another big point that I don't think we made during the second period. Sealands Grove actually only has two completed points from the floor, a three-pointer and a two-pointer. Everything else came from the line.
Yeah, two field goals, and the rest were five foul shots. They were 5 for 6, shooting well from the foul line. The Braves are led in scoring by Ulysses Mercado with 9.
And he was on fire in that second period.
He got three layups, all right, that helped, and then he drained that three. And that certainly was a really good start for him. Well, I shouldn't say a good start. He came in the second quarter and picked those points up. And then Braden Long and Darrell Lyles with 6 each, and Jacob Hernandez with 4. So Dylan Stevens and Nate Luciano have the other two, the other 2 points apiece. On the Seals side, like just about every basketball game here at Sealands Grove, Colton Elsiad with 6. But then Ivan DeJesus comes off the bench and has 5 in the second quarter. The rest of the points are pretty well spread around. Ben Swineford has 4, and Thor Britton has the other basket. Braves played a great second quarter. Took both teams quite a while to get started. I think we were like 4 minutes into the game. It was 2-0, Shikellamy.
Yeah, it was a quiet first period.
And then
for
I think
sure.
It was like 4-2 for a while. And then there was a little bit of action at the end of the first quarter. But again, at the end of the first quarter, it was Sealands Grove 9, Shikellamy 8. And then the Braves, I still think that Nate Luciano's hustle on defense and on offense got their blood boiling, because it's almost like they weren't running down the court. They were floating down the court. I mean, it was a great, great, great thing to watch if you're a Braves fan. If you're Coach Tabilla, you're sitting over there thinking, "Oh my gosh,
I didn't use enough timeouts,"
and even though he did use 2, so
and a good friend of mine, Todd Merritt, who was a long time working with me on Bucknell broadcast, was a sports information director, sports information football contact at Bucknell. He is actually here helping out SECV8 with some numbers. He says Darrell has 5 rebounds and 4 assists to go with his 6 points right now.
Yep. And that's one of those stats that we have a difficult time keeping.
And Shikellamy is 14 of 29 in field goals. Selinsgrove just 6 of 23.
Well, Selinsgrove, Kevin, if you notice, if somebody has an open shot, the ball doesn't get passed too much, and they take a lot of threes, and they take a lot of shots from the outside, and if they're hitting, you know, they're gonna be a problem. But tonight they have not.
Coming up tomorrow night, it's the Braves on the Resolite in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium. It'll be Milton at Shikellamy getting underway at 7 o'clock with Steve Williams. Then on Saturday, here's the schedule. Shikellamy takes on Hollidaysburg at 11 a.m. We'll have that for you on 1070 a.m. and on WKOK.com. Shikellamy, Bald Eagle area then at 1. And on WKOK.com, we're going to segue into Lewisburg Shikellamy basketball right around 2:06, at about between 2 and 2:30, really. We'll segue into basketball, and then we'll finish that up for you after the wrestling match on 1070 a.m. as well. And, you know, we'll give you the best of both worlds there on a very busy sports Saturday.
We could be on the whole game the way wrestling is
with the
forfeits that seem
Depending on what the situation is and how quickly they get that match started. You know, we could have a triple header for you on the radio and on WKOK.com. Halftime here at the Seal Dome, 32-19 in favor of Shikellamy. You're listening to Braves Basketball on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com, the Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
If the last time you had a fun event with your friends and family was Uncle Bob tells you about his vacation for the third time in a row, then you missed the great times that are found at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Everyone from moms and dads right down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice-cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
Sitting underneath the Shikellamy basket as we start the third period. Braves attacking the basket left of the scorer's table. That's how we'll try and bring you tonight's call as Hernandez in the basketball game with Darrell Lyles. Darrell feeds it inside, gets it off the rebound on the other side, and put it up and in.
Well, he came in from the right side and missed the layup, and the ball came off on the left, and Darrell just keeps moving, and then he does a reverse layup and makes it for his 8th point, Kevin.
Swineford, Elsand, Britton in the game. Also checking in,
boy.
This is Haddon. Here comes Lyles on the steal again, and he is bounced by Swineford, who will deny him an opportunity for a free one again. Also, DeJesus in the game for Selinsgrove. For the Braves, it'll be Lyles, Long, Hernandez, Luciano, and Stevens.
That's all right, Kevin. You got to get those names.
Sorry.
That's all right. Don't. I was going to say, instead of, oh boy, who was Dick Enberg said, oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Lyles at the foul line. He went to pass it, and Elsad picked it off. Elsad working on Lyles, fights over the top, no good. Put back is no good by Britton, and the final one ends up going in the hands of Thor Britton for the second time.
Thor Britton picks up his fourth point, and that was a good hustle on him. Got an offensive board, his own rebound, Kevin.
Lyles to the far side, near side, rather. On the wing, Stevens sets up, now drives in again. He'll back it off to Luciano in front of the Shikellamy bench in the corner in front of the student section. Now to Lyles for the jumper, no good. Backside rebound by DeJesus. 34-21, Selinsgrove pecking away at that lead.
There's nobody going to get that rebound except the defense, because people just don't want to come over and take the weak side rebound when you're in the offensive side of it.
Selinsgrove with the basketball. Stevens has, or make that, Swineford has it. Here's the jumper from DeJesus in the cylinder and back out. Rebound by Long. Long now to Luciano. Luciano puts it up on the near side. He'll go to the foul line, drive in, find Stevens. Wing side three, just a little short. Backside rebound, Hernandez. Hernandez kicks it out to Lyles. Lyles in the paint. Now a wing three for Luciano. That one no good. Rebound that time, Swineford.
Braves had their opportunities, Kevin.
Good looks.
Two good looks by Stevens and by Luciano, and both of them were a little bit off on three-pointers. And great offensive board there by Hernandez, too.
34-21. They'll feed it inside to Swineford. Swineford almost had his pocket picked there by Stevens. Luciano may pick up the foul on this one. That'll be team foul number one for the Braves here in the second half.
And that's who it is, 23. That's Nate's first foul.
And it'll be Elsad underneath his own basket. Catch and shoot for three. Britton on the corner. Got it. Near corner three. Makes it a 10-point game as Selinsgrove trying to get back in this. Lyles now gets the feed. Bounce pass underneath. Hernandez can't quite get it.
Good catch, Kevin.
Thank you. I got that right off of the edge of the table.
What was nice was it hit the front of the table and
it
bounced
popped up
right
a little
up
bit.
There.
Yeah, just, so just I had like an opportunity to grab
great,
it a little bit.
Great
better.
Hands, though,
thank
folks.
You.
I'm telling you, I've seen those hands like that in watch, all the years we've been doing this thing.
Watch that on the replay.
Yes.
5:22 to go in the third. Bounce pass inside. Turnaround jumper. Britton is good. 34-26. As Selinsgrove keeps
7-2 run right now in the third quarter for Selinsgrove.
Braves need a point here if they want to end this string quickly. Lyles at the foul line. Now to Stevens, Luciano on the far wing. Stevens now top of the key, bounce pass to Lyles near wing, back to Stevens. Stevens around Haddon, moves it, gets the ball, goes to Lyles at the foul line. He wasn't there. Britton with it. Britton goes all the way to the bucket. Left side, left hand, right in.
Well, Thor Britton has all the points for Selinsgrove, Kevin.
Timeout. Shikellamy and Bill Ziegler making that one with a 6-point lead remaining after having a 32-19 lead at the end of the half. 4 minutes, 43 seconds to go in this third period. Selinsgrove's come out fighting.
I've watched some of the Braves when they get the ball, and instead of looking to score, they stand and there have been a couple of 8-10 footers that have been passed up, and then the ball gets thrown away. If you got an open shot, you might as well take it, and that's the only way you build your confidence as a shooter. If you put the ball up, you're not going to score unless you put the ball up towards the hoop.
Shikellamy will have the basketball at the opposite end of the court with Stevens inbounding to Luciano now with 4:40 remaining in the third period. Luciano will bring it up slowly across the line. He'll give it to Lyles at the foul line. Lyles drawing a crowd, turns around, puts it up, rattles around, can't get it to drop, gets his own rebound, loses it, rolls out the long. Long off the glass, no good. Rebound Haddon. Haddon will keep a control of the ball. It'll be Selinsgrove basketball.
Two layups missed, Kevin.
Yeah, and those were very makeable shots. Elsad with the basketball. Gives it off to DeJesus driving in. Left side, wow, what
a
nice
great
shot.
Move. Ivan Davis just did a nice job of, at the last minute, stepping to the left in that left-handed underhand layup. All right, picks up his seventh point.
Luciano driving in, high off the back iron, no good. Hits the strap, and that will, on the guide strap, or the recoil strap, I guess you would call it, that makes it Selinsgrove basketball.
Got to give the Seals credit here, Kevin, from being down 13, and now they've got it down to 4 with a little under 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Big, big run for Selinsgrove. Elsayed was penned in, got it away, and laying it up is Britton as he came all the way from the near wing for the bucket. 2-point lead for Shikellamy. That lead has disappeared from halftime. Long driving in, comes back out. Now comes in, looks for Lyles. That one out of bounds, saved by, oh no! It was a save by DeJesus. DeJesus finds, actually, Swineford. Swineford on the floor finds Haddon. Haddon goes back. They'll go to DeJesus' far corner. 3, no good. Rebound Hernandez, down to Lyles. Lyles with a 1-on-3 says, don't like those odds. 3-pointer, Mercado drained it from the top of the key. 37-32, 3 to go, the lead back to 5.
12 for Ulysses, and the Braves needed that, and Ulysses just came in the game for Stevens, Kevin.
Big bench points there. Here comes Elsayed, driving in, fights off defenders, and lays it up and in for 2.
But there's actually no defense there. Nobody got in front of him as he drove down towards the basket on the right side.
A lot of arms, that was it. Long with a 3 from the near wing. And a timeout. This was a quick timeout, full timeout by Shikellamy. 40-34 with 2:37 remaining here in the third quarter. Both coaches now have used two timeouts.
Kevin, I think Coach Ziegler called this timeout to get the Braves to realize that you're going to have to play defense. You're letting Selinsgrove control their end of the court, especially on the transition. You're letting people dribble penetrate, get through the defense, and get layups. And I just think that happens in a game when you're going back and forth. Now, that three by Ulysses Mercado, that three by Braden Long certainly did a lot to stifle what was going on with the Selinsgrove, you know, getting that dominating third quarter. But now with 2:37 to go, the Braves are going to have to finish strong. See if the Seals can keep up the tempo that they've got so far. And it's very possible because they played a really good third quarter, but the Braves got to play some good defense.
34 points for Selinsgrove. Shikellamy has 40 with 2:37 to go in the third quarter.
One more three, Kevin. Thor Britton with 11 points here in this third quarter.
Selinsgrove will have the basketball to get things going. Elsayed will find Haddon far corner, near corner, 3, in and out, no good. Rebound by Luciano. Luciano will bring it back to the near side. Now to the far wing to Mercado. They'll swing it around near wing. Long 3, long. And that one no good. A long 3 by Long.
And Hernandez
fights for that rebound and got it. Gave it to Lyles, then went back in. And a foul as he went toward the basket.
But they're not going to give him a shooting foul on this. They're going to say Haddon fouled him while he was... going to the basket, Kevin.
And it will be foul number 1 on Sam Haddon.
I know it's hard for you to see because the official was right in front of you, but Hernandez fought very hard to get that offensive board and didn't pick it up until he was like 8 feet from the basket, fighting 2 of the Seals for it.
Long with the basketball now, comes around just outside the paint from the foul line extended. No good, and Hernandez goes over the back.
Good box out that time, and I'm not sure if it was Ben Heim or if it was Parker Jordan.
I think it was Ben Heim, yeah.
Ben had him blocked out. Had him blocked out, all right. And he did good. Thanks.
Parker George
Thank
says it was
Parker.
Ben Heim.
Thanks,
Parker.
But
I didn't realize you could play and help us analyze the game too. That's awesome. That's pretty good talent.
Yes, it is.
40-34 with under 2 to go. Driving in as Elsayed has it ripped out of his hands. Coming up with it is Marshall.
Wow.
Marshall Luciano.
The Braves had Braden Long down here all by himself.
And in the corner, Long look for Mercado. Comes high off the rebound, can't get it. Heim with it. Heim sends it down inside Elsayed. Mercado comes out of nowhere. Tipped out of bounds. Mercado had a lot to do with that, and it goes into the Selinsgrove bench, Shikellamy basketball.
Ulysses was putting the pressure on Colton Elsayed, and he went to pass it to the opposite side. The Seals were filling the fast break lane, and they just passed it out of bounds.
Still laughing at Parker George inbounding the ball. Yeah, that's who it was. Driving in is Long and a whistle on the travel. It'll be Selinsgrove basketball with a minute 26 remaining.
You can't You know, everybody watches the NBA spin moves, and it's a walk every time, and it looks like...
But they don't call it there.
They'll call it here, so they think they can do it. Now, Braden limping a little bit there, that might have hurt his foot.
As I said many times, in the NBA, that's okay, but there's too many A's in PIAA for it to be okay. At the foul line, Heim now comes around the right side. They'll feed in. Heim will pick it back up again. And tied up by Lyles, who gets the jump ball call.
Well, Nate Menear also had some.
You're right. He was on the opposite
on that
side,
too. So they had number 11, Ben Heim, pretty well contained.
Selinsgrove does have the possession arrow with 1:05 to go in a 6-point lead. And Long going into the locker room right now.
That's not good.
Not at all.
For the Braves as far as staying in this game.
Elsayed with a deep three from the far corner, no good. The tip around ends up controlled by Britton. Britton will go up, back iron, no good. The tip up is now out front, and for a minute, Swineford had it. Now Mercado does. Mercado lays it off the window, can't get it to drop in. Big rebound by Britton. Thor brings it back the other way. He goes left side to Heim. Heim can't keep it, but he makes the save on the baseline. Tipped into Luciano's hands, and then Heim comes up with it. Now Elsayed with a deep three, and he got it from the near wing. Oh, wow.
Give the Seals credit. There was a lot of times there they thought they were going to throw the ball away, and the Braves just couldn't get a grasp of it, and Elsayed made him pay.
3-point game. Lyles with it with 12 seconds to go. It's tipped into the hands now of Heim. Heim loses it. Menear can't make the save as he slides into the stands.
Neither official saw that. Oh, I'm sorry. They did. All right. Matt Haney did see it from behind there, and he gave the Seals the ball.
Four coming in quickly for Selinsgrove. And now with 7:02 to go, the Seals have an opportunity to erase the deficit from halftime. Three-pointer, Elsayed.
Nobody came out to guard him.
And that erases the deficit. We are back to where we started. All tied up. 40-all in the final stanza next on WKOK and WKOK.com.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Chief, you put it very well at the end of that third period on the three-pointer from Elsayed. He's the three-point shooter, has the most on the team, average point leader on the team as well, and no one was out front, gave him a clear look at three from the top of the key, and we're tied.
Well, there was nobody within 5 feet of him, Kevin. And I looked at Coach Ziegler. He was just in shock. He was very dismayed that the Braves didn't make an effort to try to block that shot.
Shikellamy will get the basketball here to start this final period. And Marshall travels underneath.
Yeah, it's a travel. You know, you put the ball on the floor, you can't hop and then go back up again. You gotta be shooting the ball as you make that initial step.
15 seconds gone by in this final period. We are all tied at 40. Driving in now is DeJesus. He will give it off to Heim. Heim will throw it away. Lyles comes up with it. Lyles trying the fast break. There's a lot of Seals coming back on defense. He's running out of time. Finds Luciano near corner three. Overshot everything. Backside rebound by DeJesus. DeJesus will drive in, put a shoulder in, and a blocking foul on Menear.
That's a good move by Ivan DeJesus. He just kind of set Menear up, got him moving one way, and then, you know, got his shoulder into him and threw the shot up, and it wasn't going to go in, but it got him to the line.
DeJesus at the line to shoot, and he will put the first one up and in. Team foul number three on Shikellamy, and Selinsgrove has regained the lead for the first time since early in the second period as Menear comes out and Bauman checks in.
The Seals with this will have shot 8 foul shots in this game. Braves have only shot 4.
That one is good as well. 2-point Sealands Grove lead with 7:20 remaining in regulation.
9 points for Deus Zeus right now, Kevin, for the Seals.
Luciano with the basketball at the top of the key at the foul line. Lyles draws a big crowd. Luciano with it now. Brings four out to defend. Now Bauman on the near wing. He works his way in. Now gets a double team. Now Lyles the foul line. Open from the wing as Mercado, and he travels.
Yeah, he took that hop. You know, he does that, and so does Luciano. And I think sometimes they get away with it, but that time he did not.
We've seen that hop a couple of times this year. Swinford now inbounding with a 2-point lead.
If you're going to do that, you got to put the ball on the floor.
Four with a basketball, goes to the right side. He will drive in. And DeJesus takes a step back for three, missed the shot. Heim takes it and chases it down, gives it off to Swinford. Top of the key, three by four. Number one, four, three. And Shikellamy trails by five.
Well, the Braves have not gotten what I'd call a quality shot this quarter yet.
Kevin. Nope. And may not have for the last 4 minutes, actually. Luciano underneath the Marshall, and it's stolen out of bounds by Swinford. And coming in now for Lyles. For Stevens is Hernandez. So three bigs in the game for Bill Ziegler's Shikellamy Braves.
Yeah, and Luciano and Braden Long sitting on the bench, Kevin. I don't even know if Braden's on the bench right now.
Basically, there's four forwards on there right now with Mercado, who plays forward a lot.
There's a foul on number 11.
That is going to be on Heim, and Long is now back off the bench and I think headed downstairs. That's where the locker room, by the way, is here. Parker George coming back into the game and checking out now is DeJesus with a nice round of applause. He's had another great game off the bench.
Yeah, 9 points, just like down at Shikellamy in the beginning of the year, he had nine.
Lyles with the basketball. Goes over to Mercado. No look pass. Marshall for three for the far corner. No good. Chasing down the rebound is four. Lost it. Now Hernandez comes up with it. Finds Lyles trailing and an offensive foul. Lyles put a shoulder into Swinford, and Swinford went flying, but Swinford wins the battle in the long run. 45-40. Foul number four on Shikellamy.
Jarrell would have been much better to square up first and look and make a move to the right. But.
Or he actually, the way Swinford was defending him, if he would have stopped and hit it, it would have been an easy two there as well.
Well, he could have got around him, but, you know, that's easy for us to say. We're not in the heat of the battle.
Exactly.
And, you know, Jarrell has 2-3 people on him all the time. Doesn't matter if he's out at the key. No matter when he gets the ball, there's people
He draws more than a crowd.
Yes, he does.
Bounce pass inside Swinford. Back to DeJesus. Lays it up and in. 7-point lead for the Seals. It's their largest of the night.
The Braves have lost all continuity, all right, at both ends of the court.
Not to mention losing momentum in this game. In the corner, Hernandez in the near corner. They'll find Bauman. Now top of the key. He runs into some trouble and a reach-in foul coming. This one looks like it might be on an Elsayed. Team foul number four on the Seals, and it will be his second as Luciano now comes in for Marshall. Also checking in, Heim back into the game now for the DeJesus.
They really have not tried to get the ball inside to Durrell. They've gotten the ball inside to Marshall.
Right. And a couple of times to Hernandez when he was in a few moments ago. Luciano now top of the key. Now to Lyles at the baseline. Back outside Bauman. Blocked by Swinford. And a foul! That will send Bauman to the line to shoot three.
The whistle was a little late, but as much of that, what word do I want to use, Kevin? As much as that ball didn't come out of there, it was number zero, Ben Swinford, was pretty far away. He would have had to have hit his hand.
These are big three. Bauman, a 69% free throw shooter, makes the first. 47-41 with 5:21 to go. Still two more shots coming after team foul number five. Second one for the right-hander rolls around the rim, and it did not drop. hits the front, the back, and then rolled almost all the way around the rim before it dropped off the cylinder. Swineford out now, and Britton comes in. Coming back into the game is DeJesus. Now Bauman trying to put one more in. Braves down by six. And now five as he makes two of three. 47-42. 5:21 to go. Four in the game. Drives it up. He will go to the baseline. Bounce it over to DeJesus. And goes over to the left side. And outmanned Lyles to the bucket that time.
13 now for DeJesus. Nice pass by Brett Ford to get it to him. Again, he dribbled into people, made people come out and play him, and that opened it up for DeJesus.
Luciano with the basketball. Now to Bauman, who looked at a three and now drives in with a runner. That one too high, no good. Saved by DeJesus. Fires it out of bounds into the Shikellamy bench. Should be Shikellamy basketball. It is. 4:51 to go, final period. 49-42, Selinsgrove.
Only one Brave in there rebounding that time, and that was Durrell. And Bauman did try to get a little floater up there. Hopefully that it came off soft.
Bauman with
the rebound.
Bauman with the basketball goes to Lyles. Back to Luciano. Back to Bauman three. And a big rebound again by DeJesus. He'll come back with it. That was a huge possession for the Braves. Four wide open from the elbow. Lays it up and in from the near corner. And Tim, I was going to have a flashback there with Brett making that shot. Bill Ziegler calls the timeout at 51-42. The largest lead of the night is 9 for Selinsgrove.
This is the second time that the Braves have not matched up. And this time Brett Ford took advantage of it, and he went right down the right side. And then he made a very smart decision. He got 4 feet from the basket. He knew that if he was going to go in for the layup, probably there would be big guys in there waiting to swat it away. So he just stopped and popped, and he drilled it. So he has 5 points in his fourth quarter. He has 7 altogether. So
51-42 in favor of Selinsgrove, a 9-point lead with 4:25 to go in the final period. 5 team fouls right now for Selinsgrove, 4 for Shikellamy. And the situation of fouls, Ben Swineford really the only one in any kind of foul trouble at all. And he's got 3 for Selinsgrove. So it'll be 4, Heim. Also in there will be George, El-Sayed, and Britton. For the Braves, it'll be Hernandez, Lyles, Mercado, Luciano, and Bauman.
Big turnarounds here, Kevin. And
huge.
Braves haven't been able to answer the Seals. Strong comeback.
Braves won the second period. Seals came back in the third and right now have won the fourth so far. Now the top of the key, Luciano. And Mercado lost it right out of his hands, right into the Shikellamy student section.
Well, we're halfway through the fourth quarter and the Braves do not have a field goal. In fact, they only have 2 foul shots.
Wow, that is huge. That's just like the second period for Selinsgrove. Had 2 field goals, a 3 and a 2, and the rest were foul shots. Here comes 4 with the basketball as Bauman works on him. Open 3, left side, Britton, no good. Rebound, Lyles. Lyles now gives it off to Luciano, who brings it up now. Braves trail it by 9. Mercado sets up, fires up a 3. That one off the rim, no good. Tip around, Mercado tips it, can't make the save. Bauman slides almost headfirst into the stands to do it.
Kevin, the Braves, if they could score, the Seals would provide them with an opportunity to make up the deficit because they've been missing some shots, but the Braves just can't score.
Can't buy a bucket. Underneath, George working his way in. The fadeaway shot, no good, but a foul and 2 shots coming for Parker George, the senior playing on senior night, a 50% free throw shooter on the year, as Bauman picks up his second foul, team foul number 5.
That's on Thor Britton's going to go to the foul line, Kevin, number 24.
You are correct. I did have that wrong.
13 points right now for Thor Britton. Picks up number 14.
Britton, a 79% free throw shooter. Makes it a 10-point game. First time the Seals have led by double digits. And now they lead by 11. 3 minutes, 29 seconds remaining. Luciano with the basketball. Now to Bauman. Back to Luciano between the circles. Mercado lost it, and then it was stolen away by four in front of Luciano. He'll give it off there to DeJesus, who goes up, misses it. Here comes Lyles. Lyles with one man to beat. He's going to go right to the bucket, and is fouled by El Sayed. And Durrell just decided to take control of the game there in that moment.
Just keep working, Durrell. That's all. That's basically what you've got to do here.
Three fouls on El Sayed. That'll put Durrell to the line to shoot a pair. That one makes it a 10-point game, but no, it did not go. Boy, it looked good all the way, and it hit the front of the rim and took a high bounce. 3:03 to go in the final period. 53-42, Selinsgrove, and Lyles can't make either one of them. The tip by Hernandez goes into the hands of Parker George. And they'll find the DeJesus underneath the basket for a reverse layup. 55-42, a 13-point Selinsgrove lead. Mercado with a basketball, now to Bauman out front. They'll find Luciano on the near wing. He'll start in, bounce it to Hernandez, tipped out and controlled by DeJesus, stolen by Mercado. Tipped, Mercado got it back, finds Hernandez, lays it up and in, timeout. 30-second timeout, Bill Ziegler. 55-44 with 2:29 remaining in this final period.
That timeout is this, so they can set up a full court press here,
yeah.
Kevin. He's got to explain what he wants done. Again, Ulysses Mercado made that possible because the Braves kept throwing the ball away or kept trying to get the ball in the paint. One of the things I noticed by sitting here so close is the big guys aren't moving towards the pass. And, you know, you got to move towards the pass or it's going to get intercepted. But again, nice pass by Ulysses Mercado into Jacob Hernandez, and Jacob finished. But Selinsgrove, wow, you just can't say enough about what they've done. They just got hot in as far as scoring, and it wasn't that they were making all the outside shots to get the lead. Most of them were, you know, offensive boards and inside shooting.
Listen, twice in this game, they could have packed it in. And now four double-teamed and a timeout by Coach Davila, a 30-second timeout as Van Kirk checked into there after that stoppage and did a great job with Mercado there to pin four into the corner.
No, they put Jared, on the near corner for the inbound.
They put Jared in because Jared's one of those players that just hustle all the time, and he's going to be the chaser. He's the one that's going to go try to get the double team or force the ball into the corner to get the double team.
Chief, if I'm correct with my memory there, it's a 30 and a full left for Selinsgrove. And I think
they have two fulls.
Do they have two fulls left? Okay.
Yeah, Shikalimi has a 30.
Shikalimi has the 30 and the full for sure. All right. So inbounding will be Parker George. And he will work over top of Van Kirk. And that is picked off by Luciano, but he ran into Lyles. And now DeJesus comes up with it. Stolen by Mercado. Mercado throws it back in, and it goes out of bounds off of a seal, and getting up slowly is Luciano.
Kevin, that was an easy basket then.
Yeah, both of them tried
Luciano,
to go for the ball
Luciano
and the basket.
Would have gotten the ball and yep. come right in for the layup, but Durrell was trying to get it too. And Nate Luciano now knows what it's like to take a charge with Durrell Lyles.
And to run into a brick wall.
Wow.
55-44, 2:15 to go. Shikalimi will get it back. Luciano definitely is limping a little bit there. He'll go to the top of the key, find Van Kirk, back to Luciano.
I'm limping, Kevin, and I wasn't even involved in it.
Feet underneath from Lyles to Hernandez, and big guy to big guy. And the Braves now make it a 9-point game with two to go.
Nice high-low.
And Lyles now will foul immediately to Jesus and almost picked that one off on the high throw to the half-court line.
They have to get a foul here because they're not in a one-on-one yet.
They will be after this. As Swineford comes into the game, and so does Heim.
They put some guards in to help out here, Kevin. They've got one, two, three guards, four guards. Three guards and two bigs.
And now waiting, and a long pass finally across court to Britton. Britton bounces it to El Sayed. Far corner three, in and out, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Lyles had it for a second, lost it. Throwing it up, and a reverse is Britton, no good. Rebound, Shikalimi. Here comes Luciano back. Big possession right now for the Braves. Luciano going up off the window and in and sliding out of bounds with a great move. 55-48. And now the Braves putting the pressure on. They tip the pass. Van Kirk commits the... No, and another timeout, because it was going to be about 2 seconds before a 10-second call, and Thor had the ball with three guys around him underneath the Shikellamy basket in the key, and that was a good call by Stavila, because I don't think they were going to get that one out of that mess.
First of all, the Braves can thank the Seals for taking a three-point shot as soon as they got down.
Very much
end.
So.
And, you know, if you're up, you want to try to run some time off. And that would have, that's, I said that the Seals will provide the Braves with enough opportunities, but the Braves have to score.
Well, that was a huge possession here after that missed three, and Luciano sacrificed more than his body on that one.
Nate Luciano takes a big hit from one of his own guys, and that was just an athletic layup. I mean, he was up in the air. He was, didn't have the best angle, but he had the right off the backboard for the two, and then he almost slid and hit his head on the corner of our table.
I'll tell you what, this has been an action-packed spot here today.
It always is.
Yeah.
You should have put your hand out to keep him from hitting the corner.
I couldn't get there quick enough. He slid there faster than I can think about it. There's the lob to Four at the half court. He gets it. And now in the minute 22, they're going to have to foul him. And Lyles will foul him. So you got the biggest player fouling the tiniest player on the court. And that will send Brett to the line to shoot a 1-1. Team foul number 7. That'll be the third foul on Lyles. Checking in now is George. He will come in the game for Britton.
It comes down now to be a situation where if the Seals can make their foul shots, they'll be okay.
And for a 61% free throw shooter on the year. First one is no good. Lyles has it after the tip from Hernandez. Big possession here with a minute 16 to go. Here comes Mercado. Good look at three. Got it! 55-51, a four-point game with a minute 8 to go. Bringing it back the other way to Jesus. Lost it, and a foul on Hernandez.
Well, Nate, Jacob thinks that he had all ball, but the official called a foul. 52, that's going to be Jacob's third.
Team foul
1-1.
Team foul number 8. And DeJesus, a 60% free throw shooter from the line for the year.
15 points for him so far tonight, Kevin.
Make it 16. That was a big one. 56-51. This makes it 2 3-pointers to send this one to overtime. DeJesus sets up, bounces, fires. No good. Rebound, Hernandez. Luciano with the basketball and a minute to go. He'll go out to Mercado. Mercado, good looking three. Overshot the basket. DeJesus almost stepped out of bounds, and Lyles commits the foul on Britton. And it looked kind of like, I'm sorry, Swineford on the receiving end of that tackle from Lyles, but it was not an intentional foul in the flagrant version. He actually just kind of ran into him, and they kind of bear-hugged.
He was trying to get the ball. He reached around him to try to get the ball, and they both went down. And thank goodness that Jarrell did not fall on top of Ben Swineford.
And Swineford helped him up, too. It had, you know, a good hand to Ben Swineford there. Swineford at the line. Missed it. Missed everything. Lyles with a rebound. Lyles with a 3-on-2. Durrell will go find Van Kirk. Van Kirk drives in. He'll find Luciano. Far wing three. Got it! 56-54. A two-point game. Lyles can't commit the foul, so George comes up. DeJesus loses it. Elsayed with a three. No good. Tip around. Controlled by Swineford. Swineford gets fouled.
I can't believe they're shooting the ball, Kevin.
I can't either. I don't know why they don't run some time off. Seelensgrove is what I'm talking about there.
Swineford is going to shoot two here, Kevin. The foul was on number 24. That's Jared Van Kirk. The Braves, if the Braves would have gotten that loose ball, Kevin,
this could be overtime.
We could be looking at overtime is right.
Foul is on Van Kirk. Swineford makes the first one. This now is a huge free throw. This makes it a two-possession game with 27 seconds to go. And the Braves right now with Mercado and Luciano are dangerous from outside the arc. That one is no good. Loose ball on the floor. Luciano's got it. They fight for it. Jump ball, and the Seals have the possession arrow. 22.8 remaining. A three-point Selinsgrove lead. Four inbounding underneath his own basket. Four sends it to El Sayed. El Sayed in some trouble with Mercado and a whistle. This is going to send El Sayed to the line. He is a 72% free throw shooter on the year. Ballman ready to come in as the second foul on Mercado with 19.4 to go. And man, you talk about enormous free throws. These are.
Unfortunately, you know, by not getting that loose ball, the Braves have fouled twice now. Oh, he missed it, Kevin.
Wow.
He missed the first one.
A three-point game right now with Ballman coming in for Van Kirk.
They want Jared in there for defense. They want Carson in there for a three-point shooter.
El Sayed making this a two-possession game if he can convert. And he missed it. The tip-out. Controlled by the Seals again. El Sayed gets it. Finds George. George is fouled by Lyles.
He's fouled out. Now that's twice.
That should be four, I believe.
No, that's five. That's twice that Hernandez has not his man has gotten around him on the box out to get the rebound.
And you're right, Chief. My apologies. That is Lyles' fifth foul. I don't know why I questioned you. You have the book. Marshall with the now comes in, and that's a big one from Parker George, who now makes it a two-possession game with 13.8 remaining. Shikellamy's had their chances.
You bet.
Second one is good. It's going to take a three and a two. Here comes Luciano with 10. He'll drive in for the two. Find Ballman. Ballman fires it. It is short. That'll basically do it. Coming back the other way is DeJesus. Lays it up, and that's icing on the cake. And the Seals have won two in a row and now avoid the season sweep with a 61-54 victory at home against the Shikellamy Braves in come-from-behind style. We'll wrap it up next. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Welcome back to the Sealed Home, where Sealands Grove had a double-digit lead, and as you mentioned, started shooting a lot of three-pointers, let Shikellamy get back into this to a three-point game, but then finished it off with a two-pointer at the buzzer with some quality free throws at the very end, en route to a 61-54 victory on senior night here in the Sealed Dome. Let's pause quickly, 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball.
It's sports talk where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie as we wrap things up from Sealands Grove here tonight in a 61-54 victory. And this was a battle of back and forth, Chief.
Yes, and Sealands Grove definitely won the second half. They scored 42 points in the second half to the Braves 22. But, Kevin, I'm telling you, they could have wrapped this game up a long time ago if they wouldn't have kept jacking shots up when they were up by so many points. I kept saying during the game, during that fourth quarter, if the Braves can get their offense going, Sealands Grove was going to give them an opportunity to get back in this, and they almost did. All right, and you know, that unfortunate mishandling of a ball at the other end off of a pass that went errant by Sealands Grove, and the Braves couldn't hold on to it, got the Seals to the line two times in a row there, and they made three out of the four. So they, as far as I'm concerned, they're pretty lucky, all right, that they got that, that
oh very
that,
much
that,
so
that they didn't let their big lead get away from them.
Bill Ziegler here joining us on the post game, and again, opportunities there, especially down the end. Just needed to get those key rebounds underneath the basket on those missed free throws.
Get inside position too, and from where I was standing, we didn't box out. There was nothing to do with the officials. We just were not physical enough, and they pushed us underneath, and we left them do it at a horrible time.
You know, I thought your timeouts were at really good opportunities here, especially the one late in the game, trying to set something up. What was going on? What was going on that last timeout?
Well, we were going to press to try to pick up the intensity for some turnovers, which we did, and you know, then once we got a turnover or two, then we started to shoot a little bit better as well. It was just the third beginning of the third quarter where they went on. We were up 12 or 14. Next thing you know, it's down to two or four. And then the last 30 seconds out of the third quarter where they had two threes on us, and we just stood there and watched him shoot and thought, well, he won't make it from there. But, you know, we talked about it that, Ellis Abe's a good player, and you can't let good players open no matter where they are.
Yeah, every year you come in here, it's always a tough place to play. At least this time around, you got off to a decent start, even at least competitive start, even though maybe you weren't shooting the ball as well. And I know that's one of the things you want to do is get off to a good start here in the first quarter.
Yeah, and I think we did get out to a good. It was 8-2 at one point for us.
Yeah,
and then we got a little lazy on defense. But offensively, we attacked the basket much better in the first half than we did the second half. We started to live by the 3-point shot, and every time Durrell got the ball in the high post, they just triple teamed him. And when they kicked it out to the perimeter, we would shoot it instead of shot faking, trying to penetrate back in and getting a little better look. And that obviously that's something that we got to get better at.
Bill, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bill Ziegler joining us here as we wrap things up from Sealands Grove, 61-54. The Sealands Grove win here tonight. Sealands Grove coming from behind twice, had an 11-point lead in this game at one point. Really did not put the game away. Got Shikellamy back in it, but unfortunately, putting Sealands Grove on the line, Braves were not able to convert on some big rebounds late in the game, and that turned out, when you're down 3 points, to be a big difference.
Yes, it is, Kevin, and that's one of the things that I'm sure when Coach Ziegler was talking, the two missed free throws that the Braves did not get the rebound at the end were very crucial. But you got to look at the fact that the Seals scored 42 points and the Braves scored 22. So they outscored them by 20 points in the second half, and you got to give the Seals a lot of credit. And I think I made a mention of it. They weren't getting the ball inside the whole second half.
Yep.
And Coach Ziegler said, and I also said, every time Durrell has the ball, there's a lot of people around him. and they'd kick it outside. And what you have to do a lot of times when you're on that perimeter is, even if you have an open shot, if you're not making them, you got to drive. And as soon as you do, that causes the defense to shift, and that's going to open some people that drop inside. So, you know, just by coach's demeanor, he's not real happy right now with what just transpired.
And, that's a very good particular point.
So, but again, it's a it was a good victory for Selinsgrove, and they showed a lot of moxie by coming back after being down by so many points in that first half.
Well, and a lot of that, I think, has to do with the confidence of the way they played Saturday night on the road at Central Mountain. We know how tough it is to get a win up there at Central Mountain, and all of a sudden a team that hadn't won since game one of the season found a way to win, and then...
Well, they were down by nine, and they came back to win. So,
and again,
that was crucial.
Right, but, and that carried over, I think, to what we saw today.
Well, the Braves had them. They did.
I agree with you.
They had them, the offense failed.
Yeah, it was a very, very flat third quarter. Only 8 points for the Braves, outscored 21-8, as you mentioned
The fourth quarter was only 14.
And the fourth quarter wasn't a whole lot better, especially when you're going to give up 21 in the process. Well, the Braves will try and hit the reset button now that conference play has concluded, and they will next be in action Saturday afternoon in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium against Lewisburg, and then they'll wrap things up on Monday night again in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium for, I believe that one will be senior night, usually the last home game of the season is, and that will be against the Southern Columbia Tigers. Both of those games here on WKOK. Depending on the situation with wrestling, we'll either take it right after wrestling ends with their Bald Eagle area match, which starts at 1 o'clock, or we will start on WKOK.com just before 2:30. Again, that will be on Saturday afternoon, and then Monday you can hear us both on WKOK.com as well as on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Chief, giving you the final thoughts of the game tonight.
See you on Saturday.
All right. That pretty much summed it up.
I gave you enough of my thoughts already, so we'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, a tough loss for Shikellamy tonight after Selinsgrove fights back twice in the game, and Braves just could not find a way to come up with a W. Braves will now fall to 4-16 overall, 2-10 in conference play. Seals improved to 3-16 overall, 2-9 in conference play. Once again, the final score, Shikellamy falls to Selinsgrove 61-54. This has been Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK, a WKOK sports presentation.